Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears with you here, up and running on this Tuesday, May the 3rd, 2022, rainy Tuesday morning, 12 minutes past the hour, first Tuesday in the month of May. Raining right now in Marion. Of course, I don't think you needed me to tell you that, but it is raining. That is what our current weather status says. It is primary day here in Ohio and across the country. Are you heading to the polls? This is going to be a big part of this today. What will voter turnout look like? If it's high, it will tend to favor some people. If it's low, it will tend to favor others. But we'll all find out tonight during our live election coverage here on the station. That will start at 7:15 tonight. We'll not only have the results from local elections, but we will have commentary and call-ins from some of the candidates and some of the winners and some of the people who did not win. So that will be going on tonight here, starting at 7:15 p.m. on this station. Does anybody have any feelings on primary day here now that it's here? Of course, we got the big governor primary on both sides. For the Republicans, we've got Governor DeWine, Jim Renacci, Joe Blystone. On the Democratic side, we've got Nan Whaley and Mayor Cranley. Here locally, we have got... Now, there is a renewal levy for the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities, so that's out there. And then we've got our Republican County Commissioner primary with Ken Stiverson, Dr. Davis, and Jason Schauber. So that will be the rundown today and tonight for election coverage. Are people interested in this primary? It seems like people are more interested in this primary than years past. I have been interested by that. It seems like people have taken a greater interest in this primary than they have in other years. Primaries sometimes can be kind of boring because there's usually not a lot on the ballot. But this gubernatorial primary has been going on for about, well, at least a year at this point. And we do have a local county commissioner primary, which is very interesting on the Republican side. Does anybody have any predictions for tonight? And rain on election day, they always say unfavorable rain causes a low turnout, and a low turnout does not favor... Trying to remember how that goes. I can't remember if a low turnout favors the incumbent or the favorite, or if it favors the non-favorite. I think it favors the non-favorite, because the idea is all the people who would turn out for the favorite do not show up because of bad weather. I don't know. I do know that you can, if you don't want to vote Republican or Democrat, you can get an issue ballot. Somebody called in the other day and talked about that. I think the only issue is the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities renewal levy. Now, if anybody knows any more than that, let me know. But I'm pretty sure that's the only thing, the only issue on this primary ballot. Again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I do want to remind everybody, I will not be on the air Thursday or Friday this week. Now, hopefully, I'll return next Monday, but I will not be on the air Thursday or Friday. But I'm not sure if Glenn's going to fill in on Thursday or Adam's going to do something. Adam will be on with the pastor on Friday morning from 9:15 until 10. But other than that, I'm not sure. But I know I won't be here Thursday or Friday. But I will be back next week. Everybody will have a great Cinco de Mayo, hopefully. Do want to let everybody know, the 9th annual Missions Yard Sale is June 2nd through 4th. Donations are needed to make this year's sale a success. Please reach out so drop-off times can be set up. Now, the person you would want to reach out to in that particular case is Chris Reed, 740-751-3029. That's 740-751-3029. So that is important. Also yesterday, we were talking about people who build ramps for people who are having difficulty going up and down steps, maybe front porch steps. And I want to give the number again for the Council on Aging, who does do that and who is taking applications, but it's getting down to crunch time with that. The number you would need to call, 740-387-0401. I gave that number wrong yesterday, so I want to make sure we've got it right. 740-387-0401. So that is if you want to hopefully get a ramp built if you're having trouble getting in and out of the house. What a dreary morning it is. You know, these mornings are no fun when it's dark and gloomy. You know, here we are in the month of May, and we were all hoping that maybe the May showers or the April showers would give way to May flowers. Now, we've had some nice days here in May. We're only 3 days in, but boy, oh boy, the rain is here also. I think in this weather, a lot of people just like to stay in bed. Has anybody been bothered by the negative ads in this primary? That's one thing we have had a lot of. Negative ads. Negative things in the mail, negative TV commercials, negative radio commercials. Is anybody just sick and tired of it and glad it will go away tomorrow? They have been so negative. And I know we say this a lot. And there have always been negative ads. But in this particular governor's race, the ads are awful. They really are rough. Will people be glad to see those go away? I know a lot of people who get the mailers now and just toss them in the garbage because they're so negative. You don't know what's true and what's not true. It's very, very difficult. But that's the way it goes. Well, the big news last night nationally was, apparently, somebody from the Supreme Court leaked a decision on a case that's coming up that would overturn Roe versus Wade, which is the abortion law in the United States. Now, that law has been in place since the early 1970s, but apparently it's on the verge of being overturned, according to this leak. I don't think anybody's confirmed the leak yet, but it's gotten people up in arms. Now, the only thing I can say about this is, years ago, I don't know how many years ago now, but I had Sarah Weddington on. Now, Sarah Weddington was a lawyer, and she was the one who argued the case in front of the Supreme Court that made Roe versus Wade the law of the land. And I want, because she's still with us, I wonder how she feels today after hearing this. You know, one thing I remember from that interview with Sarah Weddington was she did feel that one day Roe versus Wade would be overturned. I remember her saying that. A matter of fact, I think that interview is on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and search Scott Spears, Sarah Weddington, Weddington, you can listen to that interview I did with her several years ago. You know what else I remember about her? She was a little prickly because I was asking her questions regarding her client. Because, of course, when you go to the Supreme Court, you have to take a case to the Supreme Court. And I was asking her questions about her client, who at that time had changed her mind and disagreed with Sarah Weddington. And she did not like talking about that. So listen to the interview. It was an interesting interview. But does anybody have any thoughts on Roe versus Wade possibly being overturned? I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. When something is legal for that long, I don't know when it's quickly overturned what would happen. I don't know if the clinics would be shut down. I don't know if states would try to pass some kind of state law. I don't know. It would be a big deal. I don't know if the federal government will try to step in and stop it in some way. I really don't know, but I know people are in an uproar. And there are very strong feelings on both sides of that issue. And there always have been. It comes up in every election. It comes up at certain times of years, it comes up. It's a tough issue. But if anybody has any thoughts, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any thoughts on the possible overturn of Roe versus Wade? Now, yesterday, we talked a little bit about the death of Naomi Judd over the weekend at the age of 76. And yesterday, People magazine did report that it was a suicide. Now, I don't think that the family has confirmed that. But People magazine is a pretty reputable source. And when they publish something, they've pretty well got the goods on it. And it's a sad thing, but it goes to show you, rich or poor, famous or not, man or woman, it doesn't really matter. Suicide's an awful thing. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, how are you on this damp morning?
I'm good. It's primary day in the country.
Yes. It is. Once I get my clothes on, off to, I voted the Salvation Army. Off to the Salvation Army I go to try to salvage government in this state.
Now, have you made your decisions up on this election?
Well, for a governor, I don't like any of them. So it's like often seems in the high-end elections, vote for the one that repulses me the least. Actually, the candidate himself, I like him for the most part. But as I mentioned earlier, I do not like his running mate, thankfully, in Ohio, as you know, the lieutenant governor doesn't really do anything. So I'll just cross my fingers that keeps it that way and look at the good things about this candidate, who is Renacci, that I like, and just try to live with myself for voting for somebody who has opinions, beliefs that in some cases are not consistent with my own, which also gets to the second part of my call. But that's the, if you want to know my choice, that's it.
Well, it's interesting. Now I know that, now knowing that's the way you're going to vote, do you feel he and Blystone are going to split the anti-DeWine vote and essentially give DeWine the win?
I question how many votes Blystone's going to get. Again, I like some things about him. He's a self-made businessman. He's got a great restaurant, which I've been to. But he's not qualified in a way, and based upon his character, and he's very extreme. I was going to vote for him initially, but he's so extreme in some areas. I like his running mate. I actually wish they were reversed. His running mate, the veteran, younger guy. From what I know, he's a little more consistent with what I'm looking for. But in general, the parties are such polar opposites. Again, it's the case, which one am I least repulsed by?
You know, I'll tell you this. I don't know what voter turnout will be. That will be a lot of what happens today. But it would not shock me at all if Blystone got more votes than Renacci.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, kind of like with Trump, I didn't think for any time Trump would actually win or even come close, and look what happened. And the second election also was fairly close from an electoral vote standpoint, and he won Ohio pretty resoundingly.
Well, I don't know. When it comes down to a two-person race, I always assume one or the other's going to win, and nothing's a sure thing. But in a race like this with three people, I really do believe that if Blystone was not in or Renacci was not in, that Blystone or Renacci would win if it was just them and Governor DeWine, because it looks like Governor DeWine is only polling 40%. And that's what makes this interesting.
Well, DeWine's a horrible governor.
Don't hold back your opinion, Adam.
Well, you know, you want to hear it. You know, I'm not one to shy away from that. You heard, if you listened to my show yesterday, you heard a lot of opinions from my mouth, and you'll continue to hear them.
Well, let me ask you this, because we all know about the mask thing with you. Aside from COVID, why is Mike DeWine a horrible governor?
He's been around too long, and he thinks it's a cushy job. What he wanted to do with the governor race and his victory was just add another position to his resume. I think he was a good attorney general. As attorney general, he was fairly nonpartisan. He's knowledgeable because he's been around. He is a smart man, and he's, I think, good as an attorney. I don't think he's good as a state leader, as a president of a state, which is basically what the governor is. And he started out with the heartbeat bill. I mean, those are my take. I'm real conservative. I'm actually traditionally more liberal. I'm independent. I'm as anti-mask as I am. That's how pro-choice I am, and that's the second part of my call.
Well, wait, so, before we go to that,
the heartbeat bill a priority, wasn't happy about that. His handling of COVID was atrocious. Handing things off to Dr. Quackton, as I call her. Of course, the other governors have done the same thing, but they're all guilty. Ginther is the worst mayor in Columbus history, probably one of the worst mayors of any large city since the dawn of time. But DeWine, he needs to go, and I suspect, I'm thinking Renacci probably will win in November, but I might be surprised. I just don't see DeWine winning again.
You think who will win in November?
I suspect Renacci may win. But I might be surprised. You know, you could see Cranley push.
I don't think if Renacci doesn't win today, he won't be there in November.
That's true, and I think he will win today. It'll certainly be tooth and nail. But what is Joe Blystone say? He's going to move out of state if he doesn't win.
That's what he said.
Well, he's got his business. So, I mean, it's okay. Politicians say things. I mean, Hillary, many times, as I've said before, said she wasn't going to run for president. Of course, we knew. I mean, it's a white lie. They're not going to say, "Oh, I'm going to run," you know, 2 or 3 years. We know that DeSantis wants to be in the White House, and I think he will be, but we'll find out.
You know, I don't know. I don't know about the presidential thing yet. But when it comes to Ohio, this is why today's important, and maybe more important than any other primary election than we've had in a long time, especially when it comes to governor. because here's the scenario. If Blystone and Renacci split the vote, the anti-Trump vote, let's say around 25 for Renacci, around 25 for Blystone. Okay, that will get Mike DeWine are in the position to run in November as the Republican. The problem is he's only polling 40% in his own party. So that would tend to make you believe that whoever the Democrat nominee is, which we will find out today, that they would be the next governor. What's interesting is, I wonder if DeWine does win today, would anybody run as a third candidate because the Republicans are so dissatisfied with DeWine? And again, if a Republican runs as a third party, that's going to hurt DeWine and elect the Democrat. So it's a big deal for the Democrat today.
Yeah, Blystone could do that. I mean, normally we would say Ohio's a, although that made a case in inner city Columbus or Cleveland, but in general, the politics in Ohio are similar to what you see in mid-Ohio. It's fairly conservative. But we had your friend Governor Strickland. He won. He's quite liberal. He was quite liberal as governor. So we can elect a liberal governor. But I think things have changed where both parties have gotten more extreme. And what's the default result?
I don't know that it has anything to do with liberal.
I tend to like moderate Republicans. Those are the kind of politicians that I find are most in agreement with my beliefs. None of the Republicans are moderate. People saying that DeWine's a rhino, I don't believe that one bit. DeWine's traditionally conservative. Now, he has done some things that are left-wing compatible. I guess the trans athlete, he certainly has not been consistently, I wouldn't say it's conservative. I think it's common sense in that issue. It kind of surprises me. In that case, I'm against what he has to say, but can't really see much about DeWine that I like, just that he's experienced, and I think he is smart. He's kind of squirrely. He's not a very good speaker. And again, it is a lecture of evils. I like to look at the glasses half full, as I put on Facebook. There are things I like about Renacci. He's a good age, I mean, early 60s, but I appreciate greatly Mr. Knopp coming on your show. He was well spoken, but he definitely is not something that I find appealing. So I can look at the glasses half full. We will find out. Cranley probably would be okay. And again, Nan Whaley, I appreciate. She's been very gracious on your show, but she's just too liberal for me. I like to see a female governor, but I'm not sure if it's a good choice. I once again say I wish. I wish that Cordray were running again. He's a moderate, a good age, very smart. Jeopardy champion. He's the kind of guy we need, but it's not going to happen. I can't make the guy run. So my other part of my call, Scott,
yes,
and people might kind of wonder about my politics is, again, I'm very independent and libertarian leaning, traditionally fairly liberal. And Roe v. Wade has to stay. As I said, I am as pro-choice as I am anti-mask, and how anti-mask I am. Even if people don't agree with it, we have other things to worry about in this country, and inflation, crime, international issues, divisiveness among the parties and among the beliefs, and let it stay. Like a lot of the libertarian type philosophy, don't like abortion, don't have one. I'm not saying that I think abortion's a good idea. I think in most cases it's not. It's not a form of birth control, but that decision is not mine. It's not the politicians. It's the mother, in consultation with clergy, the father, parents, if she chooses to do that. And let's move forward. And that's where Mr. Knopp kind of scares me. And Mr. Blystone, again, he scared me too much that I've moved away from him. Even though there are things I like about him. But Roe v. Wade, Scott, has to stay. And just this leaking about, I think, one of the most important decisions the Supreme Court has made. And leaking that, quite unprofessional. So who knows what's going to happen. But I can smell a scandal coming. I know you won't give your opinion because you never give yours, but I understand that. And I suspect your opinion probably is similar to mine.
When you assume.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, I don't know. We have, it's who knows with your politics, Scott? But I think in many cases, you kind of hinted around that you kind of feel that in America, you know, you make your decision. If you don't like something, doesn't mean that you personally agree or disagree, and just don't do it. And that's how I feel about many things. And it's not my place. But Roe v. Wade's a great decision, and let's hope this stays. And I think it's part of what America's about. I don't know. So, you know, I invite left-leaning people like Lee to come in, and other people, and people that just might want to give a little unbiased view. So I'll hang up, and I'll continue to listen to your fine radio extravaganza.
Thank you, Adam.
Have a good day, Scott.
All right. Well, now, if anybody has anything else to say, go right ahead. 37 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Now, don't forget, today we got Adam Computer Guy's show today from 2:10 until 3, and Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 until 5, and election coverage will be live tonight starting at 7:15 p.m., so I hope you don't miss that. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Do you have to talk about the possible overturning of Roe versus Wade? How you think the election might turn out today? Primary? Oh, I was talking about Naomi, because a few sources have now leaked that it is, well, I don't even know if it's leaking. They're reporting that it is a suicide, and it's just horrible. The numbers on suicide are just unbelievably horrible. And what do you do? You know, the day before she was supposed to go into the Country Music Hall of Fame, this happens. And I think we've got to stop. You know, a few months ago, let me say this before I give this opinion. A few months ago, we had somebody on the air. And they were had firsthand knowledge of what goes on in the coroner's office here in town. And they were talking about how many suicides go on that don't get reported because there's no reason to report a suicide. And nobody puts suicide in an obituary. A matter of fact, I don't know that I've ever seen suicide put in an obituary. And that's the problem. It has such a stigma around it that people do not talk about it. And people don't talk about depression. And people don't talk about anxiety. You know, it's funny. We talk about a lot of things on the air. We've talked about cancer. We've talked about heart disease. We've talked about COVID. We've talked about all of that. But people are very hesitant to talk about depression or anxiety, issues that they might be having, which a lot of times do lead to suicide. Does anybody have any thoughts on the Naomi Judd thing now that reputable news sources are reporting that it was a suicide? From this woman that everybody seemed to love. I haven't heard anybody say anything negative about Naomi Judd in the last couple days. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say anything negative about her, period. But it just goes to show you that depression and suicide are very big issues in this country now, and I wish that some candidate would speak out about that. And I'm not saying they're not, because I can't hear everything. But it certainly doesn't seem to be as big an issue as gun laws or Roe versus Wade or things like that. I mean, I really wish people would speak more about depression and anxiety and suicide and the rates that they are climbing, because it's just horrible. Does anybody have any question or comments, questions on this 41 minutes past the hour? 740-751-4038. Certainly would love to hear your opinions on everything going on today. The primary, the possible overturn of Roe versus Wade, suicide, depression. You know, that's what we try to do with this show, is hopefully share experiences and hopefully learn together, because that's always the goal. We want to learn something every morning. We have a lot of fun here. And yesterday we had a lot of fun with the Harry Carey impersonator. But we do want to learn. We do want to know things. And we do want to pass along any information we might have. And these are very, very important issues. Like yesterday, together, we got together and talked about the wheelchair ramps, or the ramps in general that can be built. And we had a number within minutes that people could call to get this done here in town. That's the kind of show you want to do. 42 minutes past the hour, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Has anybody been out to vote yet? Are the polling places busy? I know the big ones here in town are Dayspring and the Coliseum. Are there a lot of people there? Is it a high turnout day or a low turnout day for primary day? I think this will tell a tale. The tale that we'll tell tonight at 7:15 with our election coverage. Has anybody already been out and voted? 740-751-4038. That is the number. Give us a call if there's anything on your mind. Would love to hear from you this morning on any of these issues. Do want to remind everybody, the Marion County Fair is coming up July 4th through July 9th. A little different this year, starting on the 4th. 43 minutes past the hour, here WWGH Radio Time. Let's see. You know, I wonder if anybody has started their spring rituals. I am seeing more people mowing grass. I'm seeing people doing landscaping. I'm seeing people going fishing. People are out and about. The spring fever has hit. And we are actually in spring now, so that's okay. It's nice when people landscape their houses. Nice, freshly cut lawn. Maybe heading out and fishing. Has anybody noticed if anybody's out fishing right now? Fishing is a very peaceful thing to do. And I think it's, I don't know if a lot of kids do it or not. I would say a good majority do. But I think possibly that's turned into an older generation thing. Which is very unfortunate. Because it's peaceful. You're all by yourself in most cases. And you can kind of just sit there and focus on what's going on. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind this morning? It'll be interesting to see if the renewal levy passes for the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. We have trouble sometimes passing levies, whether they be renewal or not. There always seems to be some issue there. Why do we have trouble passing levies? Does anybody have any thought on that? When it comes to school levies, when it comes to just levies in general, they don't pass a whole lot. Now, what will happen with this one today? I guess we'll find out. But there was a period of time where people would stand with signs pretty much not right outside the polling place, because you can't stand. There's a law that says you can't stand within a certain amount of feet from a polling place. But as close as they could get, they would be there with the signs and saying that read, no new taxes. honk your horn. Are those people still out? I haven't seen those people for a while. But that was a very big issue for a long time. That people did not want any new tax, no matter what it was. But again, today, this levy for the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities is a renewal levy. It's not a new levy. So that's a little different. 47 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's the telephone number. If you'd like to call in, anything on your mind this morning, on this Tuesday morning, primary day, dreary weather day, a week of Cinco de Mayo here. Well, let's see. What other things can we do here for the next 13 minutes to kind of keep the show moving along? Did we finish up all our Family Feud stuff we did last week? I can't remember if we did or not. Oh, we did. Well, you know what? Let's do a fun one here today. Pep up election day. Okay. Here's the category. There are only four answers here this morning. So maybe we'll get through them in the next 12 minutes here. The category is, name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. Kind of a convoluted question there. You'd have to be an avid reader. But these are all pretty much well-known titles. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. There are only four here. 740-751-4038. 49 minutes past the hour. About 10 minutes left to go before the top of the hour. Does anybody know a fantasy book series with a large fan base? Now, I think most of these are probably geared toward kids, of the four that I have here. Any guesses at all this morning? Everybody, it must have been a rough night last night. 740-751-4038. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. What are your kids reading? What are you reading? Do you like fantasy? Well, here comes somebody. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about the Twilight series?
The Twilight series, number four on the list. Now, what is the Twilight series?
It's about vampires.
Is that what it is, vampire series?
Vampires and werewolves.
Well, how interesting.
It's a love story.
Well, hopefully it ends well.
No, they made movies of it.
Oh, is it still going on?
Well, you get them on rerun.
Oh, so the book series has ended.
The book series, yes.
Oh, okay.
It has ended, but I liked it.
You know, what is the fascination with vampires? We have a lot of that now.
I don't know.
Do we like garlic?
It depends on which author you're reading.
Oh, so some of that has to do with maybe more, let's say, of a little salacious content.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why a vamp? I guess I can't make the connection of why a vampire.
Well, they're very protective of their mate.
Oh, okay.
And I think women like that.
Oh, well, that's interesting. That they're...
Yeah.
See, I didn't... Well, see, all I can think of with a vampire is biting somebody on the neck, and...
You're thinking of, like, Dracula, and that's... that's not what Twilight is.
Oh, so that's a different type of vampire.
Yeah, they don't feed on people. They feed on animals. The good vampires. There's bad vampires and good ones.
And these were good vampires.
These are good vampires. They're,
all right. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Remember, if you call in and the phone's just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So we got the Twilight series. That was number 4. There are still 3 other answers here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Harry Potter?
Harry Potter, number 1 on the list. Now, have you ever read any Harry Potter?
No.
Now, see, I'm not sure what that's about either. I know he's a magician.
It was pretty popular at one time.
Yeah, very popular at one time. I know he was a magician, but I don't know other than that. Hey, did you hear Adams call in?
Yeah.
Well, he called out to you. Do you have anything to say here on primary day?
Yeah, on that abortion issue, all we need is just one more thing to divide people. You know, if you're against abortions, don't have them. But, you know, the churches can't even keep church members from having abortions or using birth control when they're against it. 99% of all women at one time or another will have used birth control. You know, and churches are against birth control. Well, what does that tell you?
I don't know. I don't know if all churches are.
Concentrate on getting your flock to not have abortions. You know, this mandating everybody's back, you know, your values down to everybody else is just another way, you know, to divide people.
Were you able yesterday to make contact with the Council on Aging?
Yeah, I called them and I had to send a little letter explaining to why men.
Oh, good, good.
So I got that all.
So hopefully it'll all turn out well.
I'm hoping.
Did they say when they might start building them?
They're building them now.
Oh, they're doing it now.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. So basically you send a letter to the Y-Men telling them why you want it done, and then somebody from the Y-Men will contact you.
Right.
Good, good. Well, I hope that... Keep us updated on that.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, 740-751-4038. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. We've got 2 answers left. Harry Potter number 1, Twilight number 4, still 2 in the middle. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or if you have anything to say about anything else we've talked about, feel free to chime in. Go ahead, caller.
Winnie the Pooh.
Go ahead.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh. No, no Winnie the Pooh on the list.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. No Winnie the Pooh on the list. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. We've got Harry Potter and Twilight. What else do we have coming down the pike here? Go ahead, caller.
A fictional fantasy book.
Go ahead.
The Marvel series.
What's that?
The Marvel series.
Oh, the Marvel. Nope, not the Marvel. Not the Marvel series. Not the Marvel series. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large following. Go ahead, caller.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, number 2 on the list. Thank you.
All right, go Ken Stuyvesant.
Hey, there you go. Bye-bye. Well, there's one for your local elections. All right, Lord of the Rings, number 2 on the list. Does anybody have any feeling on this local primary? Ken Stuyvesant, Dr. Davis, Jason Schauber? Go ahead, caller.
Tom Sawyer.
Not Tom Sawyer, but that's a good guess. not Tom Sawyer. Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Twilight. As we truck on here to 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The question, name a fictional fantasy book series with a large following. We've got Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Twilight. Which one are we missing? Also, has anybody been out to vote today already? Were the polls busy this morning? That's going to account for a lot today. Usually primaries are not busy. But will a lot of people turn out because of our local commissioner race? Will a lot of people turn out because of the governor's primary? I don't know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Does anybody know the final fictional fantasy book series with a large following? One answer left. Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Twilight we have. Does anybody know the final one? 740-751-4038. It's also a very popular one. Does anybody know the answer? 58 and a half minutes past the hour here. You know what? I couldn't even give you a hint on this because I've never read this series, so I have no idea what it's about. But I've heard a lot of people talk about it. We've got Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Twilight. Which one are we missing? A fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. It's probably as large as Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings or Twilight. Don't forget Adam the Computer Guy today at 210. Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 410. And our live election coverage tonight starting at 710. Now, not only will we have election results, but we'll have interviews with candidates, things of that nature. All kinds of fun tonight, starting at 7:15. All right. We're coming up on the top of the hour here. Is anybody else going to guess on this? A fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. We've got Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Twilight. Well, I'll tell you what. Think about it. We're going to go to break, and when we come back...
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper...
Listen to me. That's if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book because people...